afternoon, and all was going well, and no one knew that Kidney would be killed. At 1 o'clock the news came, and Kidney was shot. At 1:30 the news came, Kidney was dead. We all stood alone with our head bowed low, because we knew we had lost a great, great man. We knew he was dead. Kidney, we knew you'd done your best. Right. And we all know that you've done a great, great job. And that's why we miss you tonight. This song is just for you, 'cause we want your name to live on. And let the whole world know what a great, great man you was. Tonight a flame burns alone in a lonely grave of a great, great man who's gone. Kenny, we still need you. Remember your name, no matter where we go. The flame will burn tonight, all along, just to remind us that the man named Kennedy is gone.
State of Texas for that awful tragedy that happened on November 22. Don't blame her for the cruel death of John F. Kennedy, for Texas is no more to blame, no more to blame than you. Don't blame her for the bloodstained dress that our First Lady wore. Don't blame her for the rose bouquet forgotten on the floor. Don't blame her for the cloudy sky the sun could not shine through. Don't blame the state of Texas, and Texas won't blame you. State of Texas for the grave in Arlington. Don't blame her for the grief the whole world knew. Don't blame her for the wicked thing that someone else has done. For Texas is no more to blame, no more to blame than you. flame that glows to mark his resting place. Don't blame her for the one last kiss, that final fond embrace. Don't blame her for the sour note, the nervous bugler blue. Don't blame the state of Texas, and Texas won't blame you.
This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. This is Nick Noir, and we have a special tragedy performance of epic presidential proportion. Getting back to the roots on Teenage Tragedies, this is the ultimate tragedy, the assassination of JFK. And we had Hazel Adkins. That was a special version that he executed, I think, in 1963 in his bedroom. Right after, executed.
Yeah, it was an interesting word choice.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I try and keep it topical. he created Memories of Kennedy in his bedroom, and then we had the somewhat dickish Lowell Yoder singing "Don't Blame the State of Texas." Don't blame it any more than you would blame yourself for the death of Kennedy. It's not like we have a bunch of right-wing nut jobs who were talking openly about killing the man. All right. Well, we also have a secret presidential historian and disaster historian in the house. Spirit of assassination. That's the unknown spirit. Spirit of the radio. She may speak later. Or maybe I'm just talking about Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
Lady Liberty.
Yeah.
Lady Luck.
Mm-hmm.
Let Luck be a lady, except in the case of the JFK assassination. Anyway, yeah, so I actually came across this treasure trove of country songs, all from the 60s, all about the JFK assassination. I'm going to be peppering that in with a few other death discs, which I, you know, many of which have not been heard on this show previously.
Oh, exciting.
And some of them, you know, they range from country to a little bit of R&B. They're kind of schmaltzy. Some of them, so got some Pat Boone in there.
Mm.
So get ready for it. But this is not a commemoration show. There's no historical significance to this date. It's not an anniversary. It's not anything other than a tribute to the ultimate tragedy of the 60s on Teenage Tragedies. On BFF.fm.
On November the 22nd, 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy went to Texas, the state of the Alamo, of Sam Houston, the Lone Star State. He went there to talk of liberty, of freedom, and of the greatness of man. While there, he was shot in the back, a victim of the hatred and prejudice of man. This song is a tribute to John Fitzgerald Kennedy, his wife, and our nation.
The president flew to Texas with his lady by his side, make a speech and mend the fence and take a little ride. The airport was so crowded and the hotel lobby too. President moved among his friends and Jackie shook hands too. At breakfast there was laughter and Jackie seemed so gay as they climbed into their limousine and started on their way. It was a sunny day in Dallas, the rain had gone away, and a mighty crowd was waiting to shout a large hooray. They came around the corner and the president raised his hand. In an upstairs window, Lee Oswald took his stand. They say that Jack was smiling as the bullet struck his back. People there can ne'er forget that Friday, oh so black. They rushed him to the doctor with his head on Jackie's knee. rifle shots had done their work. No more his face we'll see. While life was slowly draining from this great and noble man, she took the ring from her finger and placed it on his hand. It was a sunny day in Dallas. The rain had gone away, and a mighty crowd was waiting to shout a large hooray.
Oh, the drums beat slow as the horses go as she follows in the van. And before the eyes of the nation, they laid him in the ground. They took the flag from the coffin and folded it so neat. As the widow stood by the casket, two children at her feet.
She raised the veil above her head and gazed at heaven's gate. Oh Lord, forgive Lee Oswald for his anger and his hate. On a sacred spot in Arlington, by the crosses row on row, they lit a flame to proclaim again freedom's cherished flow. The message rang out loud and clear to the stars up in the sky. Stand as one for liberty as we did in days gone by. The kings pass by and the tears they fly as the mournful day sped on. While princes wept and the evil slept, the Union's work went on. It was a sunny day in Dallas, the rain had gone away. The day they shot our president, that sad November day.
Where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road, straight ahead, a car was stalled, the engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound at night. The crying child, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Well, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gonna help, so I got to be good, so I can be my baby when I leave this world. Well, when I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There was people standing all around. Something warm running in my eyes, but I found my baby somehow that night. I raised her head, then she smiled, said, hold me, darling, for a little while. I held her close, I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love in my life that night. Well, oh, where did my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby when I leave this world. Tonight
I'll place the pearls around the only girl for me. This cord is pulling me down, but I'll keep my hands shut tight, for if they find me, they'll find the pearls for Leah. And now it's over, I'm awake at last. Old heartaches and memories from the past. It was just another dream about my lost love.
Uncertainty is our heritage today. The sins penanced demanded, the sinners have long since faded away. Children just waiting for the games to begin, with no thoughts of all the people down the street, thinking only we can win. We stand alone to be judged by time, flush with fertile thoughts upon our minds. What good are all the words we might say when there's hunger in this world? And how can we their meanings convey through the thunder of ignorance and bigotry and
And is not peace, in the last analysis, basically a matter of human rights? The right to live out our lives without fear of devastation.
Just waiting for the games to begin, with no thoughts of all the people down the street, thinking only we must win.
only we must win. We must win. Only we must win.
It's a shame that two of America's greatest men could be lifted to the highest positions our country has to offer, only to be struck down by an assassin's bullet. Their lives snuffed out at a time we need them most. And it's ironic that the wrongs they strive to right should be the wrongs that strike them down. As Americans, we should all feel ashamed that this type of evil could live among us. And so these brave men shall not have died in vain. We should work to make America the great country they saw in their dreams. So once again, we can lift our heads high and be proud to call our country the home of the brave and the land of the free. Striving for higher goals for America, working for everyone, for our great country. Fought for freedom side by side, and for freedom they both died. The brothers Kennedy. Side by side, and for freedom they both died. The brothers Kennedy. Kennedy.
This is Teenage Tragedies, and you're listening to Nick Noir on BFF.FM. The special guest, Stavros.
Hey.
Hey, Stavros.
Hey, it's me, Stavros.
Hey, little buddy. So we've been having a special historical tragedies hour. The tragedies of the teens, all fun and games, right? But maybe they were presaging some darker spirit.
Sure.
Something that was about to be born upon the world in the spirit of... violent assassination. Stavros, do you believe that there are different types of political violence that typify ages and that we move through different kind of periodicity?
Wow, it's a very interesting question.
So that sort of assassinations, aren't really in style, but instead we have, people shooting up Christmas parties.
Yeah, well, I actually often wonder this, specifically whether or not the sort of left-wing terrorism of the 1970s is comparable in any way to the, sort of radical Islamic terrorism of today. And I think that it's, fundamentally different in some respects, not only ideologically, but even in its methods. I do think that there are there are different sort of methods that are used and, you know, different ways in which that violence manifests itself.
Is our country more polarized than at any time since the Civil War? Or were the 60s an equally, or 50s, frankly, for that matter?
Yeah, well, you know, this is a very complex question, and I would be generalizing if I said...
All right, I'm going to go to the next one. Was JFK's death the tragedy of the 60s, or was that offensive for me to say? Was it something else? Perhaps
right.
Martin Luther King?
Right, right, yeah. No, I think that that's a very good question. What about Patrice Lumumba? You know, what about there are a lot of different assassinations to take into consideration.
When was the Chilean government?
That was 72. Yeah,
okay, a little too late.
Yeah,
a little too late to make the list. Yeah. okay, well, it doesn't really make sense to rank tragedy, but you know, these teen tragedies writ upon the world, especially in the death of a charismatic leader,
mm-hmm.
very very intense.
Yeah, you know, I think that one of the things that about the teenage tragedies that I always, you know, find really evocative is, you know, this kind of idea that, you know, you build, the person who invents the shipwreck, right? And that, you know, greater degrees of complexity mean just like a greater possibility for a catastrophe.
Do you mean that the end of all things is sort of inherent in their generation?
In a sense, right? But I also feel like the interesting thing about this period, 50s and 60s, right, this kind of growing complexity in terms of technology, communications technology, transportation, etc., right? And at the same time that there's this incredible...
Are you saying that the highway system killed Kennedy? The fact that he was in a car itself.
Well, I think that... the ability of Lee Harvey Oswald to, you know, travel to Cuba and also to Moscow, you know.
As an effect of globalization, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's an argument to be made there.
Well, yes.
And also, I mean, access to firearms, things like that. I mean,
John Wilkes Booth also had firearms.
That's true. It's very true, right. Yeah, and if he hadn't, you know, gotten as close as he did, right, then may have been a different story, right? I mean, I think that this is, you know, as weapons get, you know, more powerful
because
he
didn't need a scope because he was performing. I see.
Right, right, yeah. Right.
Fair enough. Well, this has been an interesting diversion into historical myth and reality of the United States. I hope you're enjoying the journey. We're going to play some more general death discs as well as ones focusing on JFK. Here in this power hour of teenage tragedy on BFF.FM.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. But what the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have are memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played, and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed, honey love. See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long. It wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad. First day.
It was on an autumn day in Dallas, Texas, USA. John F. Kennedy came to visit for a while. You could hear the people cheer, many loved him far and dear. He would shake their hand and greet them with a smile. Why the death of Kennedy? Someone knows a mystery. Still a hero he'll remain throughout the years. When a sailor dressed in blue, wounded, saved his comrades too. For his country died, great leader without fear. In the streets of Dallas Square, many people gathered there, for they loved the man who wanted peace for all. But too soon a plot was planned, assassination claimed this man. Now the world together wonders why his fall. Why the death of Kennedy? Someone knows a mystery. Still a hero he'll remain throughout the years. When a sailor dressed in blue, wounded, saved his comrades too. For his country died, great leader without fear. Now he sleeps in Arlington, a president whose name was John. He has joined our martyred millions who've been true. His desire was liberty, men united equally. He's an ensign of our old red, white, and blue. Why the death of Kennedy? Someone knows a mystery. Still a hero he'll remain throughout the years. When a sailor dressed in blue, wounded, saved his comrades too. For his country died, great leader without fear.
For my name, just call me lonely. And my past, just say it's bad. But the story I'm about to tell you may sound a little sad. Well, I've never had nothing. All I ever owned was me.
say goodbye, I'll understand it and walk away from me. But my darling, she wouldn't listen. She said, boy, shut your mouth. If two people love each other, they should try to work it out. So I listened to my darling, and my life was filled with glee. But one night at a party, some bad luck came to me. There was a guy dancing with my darling, and he danced her across the floor. I heard a scream and I ran to it, because it was my Mary's voice. He was holding her to my Mary, and I begged him to let her be. All I could hear was my Mary crying, because he placed his knife in me. Oh my darling, oh my darling, oh my darling, darling, don't you cry for me. Although my fate just wouldn't wait to show me my destiny. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. I will go where I'm led. God bless you for standing by me, and God bless you for loving me. God bless you for standing by me.
A shot rang out like a sudden shout, and heaven held its breath for the dreams of a multitude.
Second, 1963, all the world bowed its head in an awful tragedy. Kennedy, Kennedy, is he really gone? Kennedy, Kennedy, his memory will live on. Down in Dallas, Texas, the president did go. The things he'd say and the speeches he'd make, his love he hoped to show. Oh, Kennedy, Kennedy, is he really gone? Kennedy, Kennedy, his memory will live on. Driving through the crowd, it grieves us all to say, a sniper's bullet through the head took his life away. Oh, Kennedy, Kennedy, is he really gone? Kennedy, Kennedy, his memory will live on. His wife walked up to the casket, trying hard to understand. She placed upon his still fingers her gold wedding band. Oh, Kennedy, Kennedy, is he really gone? Kennedy, Kennedy, his memory will live on. A man who serves his country, both in peace and war. This is a man that the nation forever will adore. Oh, Kennedy, Kennedy, is he really gone? Kennedy, Kennedy, his memory will live on. Yes, his memory will live on. Oh, his memory.
On the 22nd day of November, 1963, we lost our beloved president. Our president, Mr. Kennedy.
Now his shadow will hang over this land for all eternity, and we'll never forget. No, we'll never forget what he did for all humanity.
Yes, Mr. Kennedy was a great man. We'll all miss him very much. And the things he laid down surely had God's golden touch. He said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And I'm sure you'll all agree that Mr. Kennedy gave his very best to his country.
Mr. Kennedy, Mr. Kennedy, he fought for you and me. Mr. Kennedy, he died for his country. Now he's joined the soldiers up there beyond the blue. Mr. Kennedy, sir, I salute you. John F. Kennedy, sir, I salute you.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heap, and that he had to be at work by 5. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past 4, from the driveway he would roar, overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at 5. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all 4 tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Yes, didn't you love the things that they stood for? Yes, didn't they try to find some you and me? I know we'll be free someday soon. We're gonna be one. Did anybody here see my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw Bobby walking up over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John. I saw him walking over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John.
On the streets of Dallas, Texas, in a bubble top car, the crowd was gathered, they heard a shot call. Someone from the window above took a mile of the one we all love.
I heard and I knew, 'cause a flag at half-mast said it all was true. With a tear in my eye and a sad heavy heart, I knew that the world and this great man were about to part. He took his last breath in that Texas sun. The general died and the battles were still not won. Battles for peace and once against war. Battles like these and many, many more. A doctor can tell you the reason that he had to die. but I'd like to know the real God-given reason why. Why a man so good and a man so great had to meet so terrible a fate. Though the tears from the world are dried away, I don't think history and time will ever forget that terrible day. A day when a lady shed not a tear as she walked beside the body of her loved one dear. The world laid in sadness and weep, but she just sat, stared, and thought of that man asleep. I call him asleep because he's really not dead. A man like that will never die. He'll live on in your heart and my heart. And as long as we have that certain quality in this country called spirit of freedom, his name will ring throughout the halls of history forever. So never to see the rising sun, and never to see a day when it's done, but to always live in this place called life, through the memories of history, your followers, children, and wife.
Oh,